God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The title of today's message, as we continue our sermon series on intercessory-type prayers, is In the Name of Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, says, In my name, we are to pray in his name. Repeated many times over, our Lord knew how slow our hearts would be to take all of this in. Could it really be that easy? Just end the prayer in Jesus' name, amen, and it's answered. Well, do we really believe and trust what Jesus says in his name? He longed to show us the reality that his name is power. Is the power, as the scriptures remind us, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that name, and in which every prayer could be heard. He did not weary of saying it over and over again. Actually, in my name occurs many times in scripture. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. The Father will give it. This one word is the simple link. In my name. Our asking and the Father's giving are equally in the name of Christ. Everything in prayer depends on our apprehension of this concept, in my name. And we know what a name is. It's a word which we call upon in the back of our mind, some sort of being or object. When I speak of a lamb, you know, you have in the back of your mind a lamb or a lion. The name suggests at once a difference between the two animals. Likewise, the name of God is meant to express the divine nature and glory. And so the name of Christ means the whole nature, talking about God, his person, his work, his disposition, and spirit. To ask in the name of Christ, in one essence, is to pray to God Almighty. However, the opposite is not true. Just because everyone may say a prayer to the God Almighty, they may not be referring to Christ. I think that's why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was specific in my name, not in some generic name. As believers in Christ, we usually know and think very quickly of the cross of Christ. And at that cross, we note our intercession that he makes for us on that cross. And to be fair, this is the very firm foundation of our confidence, our faith, our trust. So as believers, we naturally focus upon Christ, his death, his resurrection. As Christ's prayers, however, show us another little nuance into all of this. And his prayer power becomes ours too, so to speak. Not that the measure of our attainment or experience is the grounds for our confidence, no. But remember that he lives in us. Scripture reminds us he's also praying through us. The Holy Spirit is praying in words that we do not understand. But our confidence doesn't come from the us, it comes from the him, so to speak. It is his work on the cross that gives us confidence and boldness to pray. As we live in him, we avail of ourselves in his name. As the branch is giving up its whole entire life in service of the vine can count upon the branch to give it that sap and strength needed for fruit. And so believers indeed can come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his name. Besides, we bear that name, waters of holy baptism. We were connected. We are fed that name with the Eucharist, God's Word. So obviously that name does indeed give us strength and life. Prayer and Christ on earth is something really special. Just as there is but one God who hears our prayers, we pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we realize what time Christ himself spent in prayer and how the great events of his life were all connected with this special prayer, we learn the absolute necessities and dependence upon prayer. And then we'd also even see how foolish we are when we attempt to do something in God's name without prayer. Yes, our Lord and Savior gives us examples by his own life. And so for tonight, we're going to pick up on some of these examples. During his baptism, in Luke chapter 3, verse 21, "Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying." The Lucan account of the baptism of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ picks up these words. "The heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased.'" Later on in Luke chapter 5, verse 15, "But now even more reports about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed in their infirmities. But he would withdraw to a desolate place and pray." It's interesting. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ knew the service of preaching could exhaust a person. How too much time spent with people and not enough time spent with God could be exhausting. And so where do you go to be refreshed and renewed? Back to God. Back to him in prayer. It's also interesting to note that keep in mind that Jesus, true man, yes, and true God, yes, and he still needed prayer. That might puzzle some of us and be thinking, well, wait a minute, isn't he praying to himself? Well, in one essence, yes, and in another essence, no. But yet, even the God-man, Jesus, needed that time alone in prayer. Prayer was able to strengthen him. And for us, to use Christ's name in prayer surely includes this. To follow the example as our Lord and Savior did. On the night before he chose his apostles, we hear Luke again. "In those days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God." Verse 13, "And when day came, he called his disciples." So before this special important event, these were going to be the 12. He spent the time in prayer. The first announcement of his upcoming death, right after he elicited from Peter the great confession that he was the Christ, is introduced by these words by Luke. "Now it happened that he was praying alone, the disciples with him, when he asked them, 'Who do the crowds say I am?' And this all comes about that he was praying alone. And then the disciples came." Right before the transfiguration of our Lord, he went up to the mountain to pray. Yes, in our Lord's own personal life, in his relationship with the Father, in all he is, he does for humanity. And that gives us another example of prayer in his name. To pray in the name of Christ is to pray as he prays. Our Lord continues with more examples. When the Greeks asked to see him during the time of prayer, At Lazarus' grave, he prayed. His high priestly prayer in the Gospel of John, in the Garden of Gethsemane, and even on the cross, while he is suffering and dying, becoming the greatest intercessor for humanity. He has a prayer of compassion for his murderers, the prayer of atonement, suffering in the midst of this prayer, and the prayer in the death, giving up his spirit to the Father. Christ's life and his work, his suffering, his death, prayer is there. Sometimes it begs the question of us, what do we pray for? Following the pattern of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a good example. But we will admit, when we get down to it, maybe our hesitation to prayer exists because many of our prayers don't get answered, or at least answered the way that we would envision them to be answered. It is only because we have too much confined our prayers to our own needs and has been very, very selfish. Luther also notes this when he says, according to the true order of love, we should most of all pray for Christendom. It is better than praying for ourselves only. In fact, in this way, he, together with Christendom, prays for himself. But a man who prays for himself only does not offer a good prayer. Please also note, who was the main focus of Christ's prayers? At least the ones that we have in Scripture, he was concerned about people. Please note that Christ is not some independent operator or contractor, so to speak, saying, what's in it for me? Instead, the Gospel of John notes in chapter 5, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. These are important passages as our Lord teaches us to pray. How often do our prayers focus more upon ourselves instead of what God's will is? For God's kingdom to grow. For maybe for us to be used as God's tools and instruments. This is important, that we pray God's will to be done. We would never, phrase it this way, for God to fill up the depths of hell with all those sinners around us. I mean, this is the exact opposite of who Christ is. And so why would you even take a prayer like that and say, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Send all those people away. Get rid of them. I won't ask how many times we had thoughts like that. So what is this will of God? Christ is the intercessor. Christ is the one who created, redeemed, and still continues to keep us in his name. Every blessing that comes down to us from above bears the stamp of the name of Christ on it. His intercession. His intercession is nothing but the fruit of the glory of his atonement, his work on the cross. When he gave himself as a sacrifice on the cross for humanity, he shows the heart of the Father. So when we pray our prayers, should it also not reflect the heart of the Father? His love for all humanity, for all humanity to be saved, to come to a knowledge of him, to be part of his kingdom? Yes, this is the Father's will. And so when we pray in Christ's name, let's not just use it selfishly, but reflect upon the Father's will. Now this Christ, the great intercessor of our life, he is our head and we are his body. So how can we say we're connected to him and yet be very selfish in wanting to be independent apart from him? It cannot happen. But I venture to say, as Christians, we try to do a very good job of it. We need to realize that it is His Spirit and life that He has breathed into us. And in heaven, so it should be on earth. Intercession. God's people praying for God's will to be done. Let us learn from Christ what glory there is in it. Intercession does not replace God's word and sacraments. Yes, we're doing a whole sermon series on it, but we're not going to replace it because intercession does not replace God's word. While our intercessions for others are important, we still need God's word and sacrament for ourselves. Here's where we can be selfish, and it's good. To put it another way, we need to first get from God. There's nothing wrong with that. And we get via God's word and sacraments, and then we can give to others of ourselves through intercession. So there's a time and a place. What's in it for me? God's word, sacraments, strengthens you. Now use your prayers, petitions for other people. Then we should understand a little bit more of what it means to pray in Christ. We shall no longer try to work for God with our own ideas and then ask Him to bless it. Instead, we should be saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? What direction do you want me to follow? Your will be done. We shall do what the friend does at midnight, what Christ did on earth, and what is always done in heaven. We shall first get from God and then turn to people to give what He gave us. As with Christ, we shall make our chief work the Father's work. We shall count no time or trouble too great to receive from the Father, giving to people, and then we will have been praying in Christ. So, dear servants of Christ, dear children of God, be of good courage. Let no fear of feebleness or poverty make you afraid. We need to be bold and ask in the name of Christ. His name is Himself. In all His perfection and power, He is the living Christ. And He Himself will make His name a power in you. Fear not to plead His name. Don't be ashamed of it. There are some times where people are afraid to pray in Christ's name, thinking others might be offended. But it is the power given to you by Christ Himself. You bear that name through your baptism. You hear that name through His word. You receive Christ Himself with His bread and wine for the strengthening of your faith. Continue your prayers in Christ. His promise is a threefold cord, as Ecclesiastes reminds us, that cannot be broken. He says, whatever you ask in my name, this will I do in His name. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.